Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is North Dakota Delegate to the American Veterinary Medicine Association, Dr. Troy Dutton. Let's talk about FDA's new rule that'll go into effect here this summer, impacting livestock producers.
Yeah, so starting June 11th, they call it, according to the FDA, it's called Rule 263. What it's requiring is that all antibiotics become prescription. The most commonly antibiotics that are affected by that are antibiotics like penicillin, LA-200, Tylen-200, some of your mastitis tubes, Systane 3 boluses or sulfoboluses. Those are the most common ones you see like at your local elevator or runnings or tractor supply or places like that. But those are all going to be prescription products starting then. And so that's the new rules that we have to deal with in animal agriculture.
And what should producers be doing to kind of prepare for that? What kind of practices are they going to have to implement or things to keep in mind?
Well, things to keep in mind, instead of running out to the farm store to pick that up or something, you have to have a good working relationship with your veterinarian. We call it a VCPR, veterinary client-patient relationship is what the terminology is. And so you can still get those products from your veterinarian, or it can, and some vet clinics are willing to write prescriptions to if they don't carry the products, but you need to have a good, valid veterinary client-patient relationship in order to get those products after June 11th.
Things to keep in mind, I mean, in emergencies and stuff like that, they pop up. Anything to deal with those situations?
Yeah, emergencies do pop up, and you know, we've been talking about it for almost a year in our practice with our clients, and we're just reminding people that really, we tell everybody the catchphrase is, you know, inventory management, you know, calving season's coming, you know, you need some penicillin to treat calves, or maybe need some scour tablets to treat scours. So really to remind yourself about those and be prepared heading to each season. I know life happens and everybody runs short, but, you know, just be prepared and plan ahead for those things. And it shouldn't be a huge issue. Those products are still readily available. They're just going to have a prescription label on them. And the reason they're going to have a prescription label on those is to help establish the slaughter withdrawal, the meat withholding times for those products when they're administered to animals.
You've mentioned you've been really busy with calving season and whatnot. Does the weather kind of change the amount of issues that are happening, or as things have to be maybe a little bit, maybe enclosed a little bit longer, don't get to be turned out to pasture with, you know, the massive amount of snowpack we have out there? Are you seeing anything that's maybe a little bit more prevalent this year?
Well, we're still really new and it's in it. And you're right. The snowpack, and we call it calving density. So the number of cow-calf pairs inside of an area is definitely greater than it normally is this time of year, because we can't get them pushed out to that calving pasture stuff. So you always worry about respiratory issues for calves in the barn, and we have seen some of that. We're also starting to see a little bit more in coccidiosis and items like that, but that's all related to calving density. And that, of course, we worry about coccidiosis with that extra moisture we're going to have around this year, because when that snow melts and how wet the calving areas are going to be.
All right. Any other reminders for producers? I guess maybe something that I've sort of been thinking about a little bit lately. There's, for rural areas, there seems to be fewer veterinarians available. And I've seen, you know, on social media, people are struggling with that a little bit. Their closest vet is, you know, a couple hours away in some cases in really remote areas. What do you suggest for preparing for that sort of a situation?
Well, even as we do calving season or we do other herd work year round, for us, because we have clients that are over 100 miles away that we serve in our area, so we understand that that dilemma that some people are in. Not everybody can live 10 miles from the vet clinic. But we talk about communication and planning ahead. Four things I know in our practice area, we have drop points in our practice if somebody's out far away, where we can drop, you know, maybe we can't get right to their door, but we can get really close. We also offer at our clinic for our clients a shipping service to get things to them. You know, it's more of a challenge when that's 20 below in the middle of April, which it's not supposed to be, but it's, you know, weather plays a role in those things, because we don't want to ever freeze any products or something like that. And delivery is even challenging with our nice road conditions. But, you know, so I encourage you to work with your veterinarian and come up with a solution. Every practice is going to have something different to say about that. And not saying we have all the answers, but we try to have drop points. We have offer shipping services. We try to help our clients out in those respects. And we've done that previously on other products, whether prescription or not. So we're going to continue to do that for our clients moving forward to help out with that. But you're right. It is a challenge when you don't have a vet that's within a short drive.
Yep. And right now you guys are spending a lot of time on calls and whatnot, I'm sure. So that also limits availability a little bit too.
Well, actually, no, that really helps with our drop service because if somebody says, hey, if you get close, let me know and drop it at so-and-so's place and I'll run it. So it really works well for us this time of year because we are touching all points of our practice out there doing cabin calls and other emergencies. And so that really helps out for us because we'll call somebody and they know that, hey, if you get something before next week, let me know and I'll pick it up at my neighbor's. Or sometimes we drive right by there and we just drop it off for them. So actually right now when it's busy, it actually helps us out, helps our clients out a little bit more because we can get closer to them at a more regular basis. So it actually is a benefit and it makes a busier day busier, but we're always here to service our clients and help partner with them to be productive producers.
Okay. That's yeah, something, not a way I would have thought about it, but that's really awesome. Any other reminders here for spring calving, for other things, even, you know, other animals and stuff as we deal with melt and possibility of some flooding and that sort of thing?
Yeah. You know, we always promote that, you know, vaccinations and prevention is always key. And most of that is, a lot of that is nutrition and stuff. And so we remind people it can be challenging. We're only 2 years from a drought. And then, you know, last year we kind of had a drought after it was so wet. So nutrition is key, good vitamin mineral program. And, you know, the biggest thing is prevention. If we can get that done or accomplished, great. But, you know, just have a good working relationship with your veterinarian and reach out to them with any questions or concerns you have, because they're the person that's going to know your ranch the best and your production system. They're going to be the ones that are going to give you the most help if you do any situation does arise.
All right, perfect. Any other reminders before we let you go?
June 11th is coming sooner than we quick. And just like I said, have a good working relationship. And I know most vet clinics are going to figure something out to make this as smooth and seamless as we can with their producers.